Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 18th of 2015. We're going to begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfrey.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to stand here and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I pray that you give your divine wisdom on this court, as well as all elected officials and staff of Jefferson County. Pray for the families of each and every one of us. Pray for those overseas fighting up for our democracy, as well as those at home. Pray for all the citizens that's under duress right now with the weather. You know it's in your hands, Jesus Christ. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order today, and we'll begin under Commissioner's Court. Item F is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And item A is under County Tax Assessor to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Susie James for 34 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County and its tax office, and wishing her well in her retirement. And under the Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Donald J. Metz for 28 years of dedicated service as a livestock enforcement deputy for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
You guys?
I want you to go, man.
All right, the ayes have it unanimously. Susie, would you like to come up, please, with the tax assessor, Ms. Getz? And I'll read a resolution. It says, whereas Susie James is retiring as Chief Deputy of Taxes for Jefferson County, and the Commissioner's Court is pleased to recognize this outstanding public servant for her contributions to the citizens of Jefferson County. Whereas Susie had devoted 34 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, whereas that service was provided through the Office of Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, where she served as tax deputy, property tax supervisor, chief deputy, interim tax assessor collector, and voter registrar. And whereas Susie James dedicated her talents and services to the many activities for the daily functioning of the Jefferson County Tax Office, and whereas she will be sorely missed by her staff, who has great respect for her and her ability to embrace her staff with professional and loving care. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend her for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes her well, you well, in your retirement.
Adequate words cannot express the incredible gift Susie James has been to Jefferson County. Her sweet demeanor, vast intellect, and unconditional devotion to the tax assessor collector's office cannot be measured. It has been an honor and a privilege to train under her leadership and be the recipient of her expertise. Everyone in our office is fortunate to have spent a portion of the last 34 years by her side. Hardin County is really lucky. We are forever thankful for your service and we'll all miss you so much.
You know, Mr. Lamson hired me 34 years ago, and it's like, then all the tax assessors that followed kept me on, and I have met some really great people working here, and I appreciate the opportunity to have served the citizens of Jefferson County.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, Susie. You know, I don't think that people understand just how important the tax office is to the functioning of county government. You know, the calculation of the effective tax rate, the sending out of the proper notices, not just for Jefferson County, but for all the other units of local government. the publication of all the notices under that seem to change after every legislative session, new requirements on public disclosure, which are good. You have done such a wonderful job in your position for so many years, and I, for one, consider the county very fortunate to have had the benefit of your services. So we really do truly wish you a wonderful retirement for many years. Would you like to introduce the family that's with you? I hope you have a great one. We do have a flag and a certificate to give you. I'm not trying to hug Stretch. All right, Stretch, would you like to come up? And Commissioner Weaver has a resolution that he's going to read.
Stretch, it's an honor to be able to read this resolution on your behalf. I've had the opportunity and the privilege to work with you side by side, and I'll always cherish those memories, and I want to thank you for your service to this county and all that you've done for the citizens. Be it remembered, at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, this resolution is read, whereas Donald J. Metz, a.k.a. Stretch, has devoted 28 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Donald J. Metz, a.k.a. Stretch, has made an outstanding contribution to law enforcement and the quality of criminal justice in Jefferson County. During his career with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, he served in the capacity of a corrections officer, DARE unit instructor, and a patrol deputy. Later in his career, Deputy Metz served as livestock enforcement officer, investigating calls and complaints ranging from roaming livestock on roadways, domestic and wildlife interaction enforcement, to theft of livestock. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Donald J. Metz, a.k.a. Stretch, has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Donald J. Metz, a.k.a. Stretch, is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Donald J. Metz for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners.
All the many people. Now I just want to thank everybody here. I mean, it's been really great. It's been 28 years that I've really enjoyed it. I'm working with a great team right now that I've really enjoyed. I've worked, Sheriff Woods is my third sheriff to work under since I've been here, and it's really been great. I mean, he's worked with us real good. I've never had any problems anytime I need anything. Just like Commissioner Weaver, I appreciate you. Over the years, we started out way down the totem pole together a long time ago, and it's been a great ride, and I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Now I'm gonna tell you the truth about him. No, it wasn't lost on me. He's worked for three sheriffs, and I have the distinction of being one that he's quit twice now. So I'm not sure how to take that. And Monday, he waited till I was out of town to come left to inform anybody that he was officially leaving. But I'm joking with him now. But he left me one time before, and I was sad when he left. and he came back. He was a livestock deputy when he left, and he left a big void when he thought he was needed to leave the first time, and came, and I was so happy when he got back, and he came back and picked up where he left off as a livestock deputy. He's not even gone yet, and I'm already getting phone calls about who's going to take his place. And so I think that speaks volumes about a guy and his relationship with the ranchers and the livestock people in this county. He's done a tremendous job for us. Brent, I know that you know. And those livestock calls, guys come in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, at all times of the night and day, and those ranchers get a lot of personal, you know, they require a lot of service, and we try to give it to them. But Stretch has done a real good job for us, and it's not just been in livestock. I think the first time I met him, we were I wasn't working in the sheriff's office then, but we were chasing some kind of bad criminal out in the city of Port Arthur, and he showed up with the stinkingest bloodhound I'd ever smelled in my life, trying to help find the guy. But he's been around a long time, and everybody knows him, and his presence, like I said, it'll be missed. And he'll literally have some big shoes to fill, whoever it is. Stretch, I appreciate you, man.
Would you like to introduce your family?
Yeah, this is my wife, Kelly.
Well, we wish you the best, you know, but I think I've almost felt the last couple of years that I've been stalked by you, Stretch, because every dry cleaner, my dry cleaning place, when I go to drop off the clothes, every pharmacy or convenience store I go into, there's a picture of you and that hog in there. And it doesn't seem like there's any commercial establishment I go into that your picture's not in there.
I tell you what, Judge, it's one little animal, and it was a little calf that there was a big article in the paper. It's going to be very happy that you stayed around a couple of months, because that was an outstanding job and a yeoman's job of officer, sheriff. He did an excellent job with that, because that calf wouldn't have lived, and each one that dies means something to a rancher. So excellent job, and we will miss you without a doubt.
Yeah, Stretch, and I want to say I used to see you in IHOP all the time, but I'm going to let the cat out the bag that he's been practicing his free throws, and the Rockets are trying to sign him to shoot free throws for Dwight Howard. So we're going to miss you, man. Take care.
All right. Is Mr. Fenter here? Isaac Fenter? Anyone on behalf of Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month? Please come forward. Read this resolution that says that whereas people who are elderly or have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds, and whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society and their wisdom and experience have enriched our lives, and whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country, and whereas Texas Adult Protective Services in-home caseworkers in Jefferson County have continued investigations of abuse, neglect, and or exploitation against our elderly Texans or those with disabilities, whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone and are usually ashamed and sometimes afraid, and whereas elder abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural and ethnic groups, whether they're in good health or incapacitated in some way, in poor neighborhoods and in the suburbs, and whereas many of the cases investigated by APS in Texas involve self-neglect, and it's our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of May 2015 to be Elder Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to work together to help reduce abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or have disabilities. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Thank you. My name is Mary Suarez, and this is Martina McLean. We're two of the caseworkers here in Jefferson County. I just want to thank each of you for recognizing us with the proclamation. We do the best that we can to try to protect our elderly and disabled citizens here in Beaumont. And we cannot do that without the support of the community and you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, on items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve specifications for capital equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief. Item B is to consider and approve execute receiving file of renewal for a lease of Jefferson County Downtown Jail Facility with LaSalle Corrections for a second 1 year renewal from June 26, 2015 to June 25, 2016. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extensions for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with DRC Emergency Services LLC and Crowder Gulf, and for a period of 90 days, extending the current contract expiration date from July 29, 2015 to October 26, 2015. Item D is to consider and possibly approve the auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction Inc. held on Saturday, June 6, 2015. Item E is considered possibly approved disposition of salvage property as authorized by the Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And via addendum, item F is considering possibly approve a discretionary exemption in accordance with Local Government Code 262.024A2 for an item that's necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety of the residents of the county to Reliable Chevrolet for a replacement of a wrecked sheriff patrol vehicle in the amount of $26,400. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved, yeah.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
I'll second it, but that's a question.
Seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Discussion.
C, Deb, Greg Fountain, why are we extending this and how does it benefit the county and why?
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A, regular county bills, check numbers 407363 through 407659. Do I have a motion on that item?
Approved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is considered possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute a First Amendment to the RV Park Management Agreement between Jefferson County and ITN RV LLC. Item B is considered possibly approved and authorized the county judge to execute a subscriber agreement between Jefferson County and Global Sign Inc. for an SSL certificate to secure the county website and e-file server. Item C is to receive and file an executed tolling agreement executed between Jefferson County and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers regarding the fill material associated with the construction of a breakwater in the Sabine Neches Waterway. Item D is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an application for right-of-way from Jefferson County to the City of Beaumont for that portion of Main Street directly behind the Jefferson County Courthouse. Item E is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations. The recommendation of hot funds from the Jefferson County Tourism Committee is listed below, requesting $27,167.84 for South Texas County. $600 for the South Texas Judges and Commissioners Conference, and $27,167.84 for Ford Park Ball Fields. And we've already covered item F. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Judge, I'm going to ask a question on A to start off with. That A, is this just a 1 year renewal or with no that, how many more renewals do we have on this, contract?
We have, I believe, 7 years, Fred had left the office, I believe we have 7 years left on it, and it's for 3 5-year options, 2 5-year options, with an escalator clause that increases the amount we're going to receive.
That's, you got right, well, I want you to go there.
And the maintenance is being taken over completely, 100% by the RV park owners. Okay, discussion of any other items?
Yes, Judge, I want to thank Ms. Hughes and our board for the contribution to the judges, commissioners conference. Tell you, board, we appreciate them.
We will say that is, that's gonna be something, and Commissioner, for both, Beaumont and, Hot Tax, both have come together to do that, so it's a double thank you for them.
Very good. Anything else? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under, County Treasurer, Adam Mays, to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2015, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do we have a motion on that item? And moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that concludes our regular agenda. Is there anything that you'd like to bring up without our taking action on it?
Next meeting.
Oh, yes, our next meeting is going to be, what's your pleasure about next week since Memorial Day is Monday?
Got something for you coming up, Mr. Parrott?
Yeah, how about you, Dale? Okay, well, if that's the case, then I guess we will not meet next week. And hope everybody has a Memorial Day. I wanted to tell the members of the court that I got a call Thursday morning from a lady that had been contacted by the state of Texas. She works with a psychiatric management group, and she has been contacted by the Office of Violent Sex Offenders and wanted to know if the court would reconsider the court's position if the state required the inmates that were placed there to remain there and not have access to the public. I told her, I promised her that I would bring it to your attention. So I'm gonna let you go back and speak with your constituents, and if you're interested in her returning to give a workshop, then we'll have a workshop. If your constituents are not interested in that, then we won't have a workshop.
No workshop needed on this part.
Well, I'm keeping my word.
Thank you, Judge.
Anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.